institutions, the way they've been operating over the last 10 years or so is they cut half their staff and then they tell the other half to do twice as much. And the pressure is enormous on people, and many people cannot cope with it, and they fall apart and are unable to work anymore. It's such an opposite idea for people in the corporate world to consider the sort of the well-being of their employees. They tend to look at them as, you know, production units. And if they don't produce at the level that is required, then they're at fault. And, you know, for human resource people and managers to understand that you can't separate out the worker from the human being.
That's Melody Priest, a psychologist with Gastown Vocational Services, describing one of the root causes of stress-related illness in today's workplace. To a disturbing degree, workers are expected to keep quiet about their personal issues, to leave it at the door, with employees doing whatever it takes to keep their jobs in a dollar-driven, shrinking labor market. Stress-related physical and mental issues commonly lead to people taking extended leaves of absence or losing their jobs altogether. Stress can have serious and wide-ranging health effects on anyone, but as expectations for worker productivity intensify, it becomes even harder for those with mental health difficulties to keep pace.
I mean, no one can survive being bullied at a job, whether they have mental health issues or not. It's just the people without mental health issues will survive longer.
Gastown Vocational Services, part of the Vancouver Coastal Health Unit, offers a variety of programs for those with mental illness seeking to enter the workplace, return to work, or continue their studies. Melody Priest says there is growing demand for the services it provides, which may not be surprising, considering that, according to recent estimates, 250,000 people in British Columbia alone struggle with mental health difficulties. Nationwide, mental illness is more common than diabetes, cancer, and heart disease, with 1 in 5 Canadians experiencing mental health issues in a given year. Mariella Boulder, Gastown's coordinator, describes how their programming differs from the more mainstream employment support model, Individual Placement and Support, or IPS.
Our model, being much more of a flexible and skill-based and a pre-vocational model, in reviewing the research, most of the supported employment focus has been on the individual placement and support model, but our model is much more varied because we also help people get back to school. And supported employment, IPS, is solely about getting people back to work as quickly as possible.
Mariella Boulder says this approach requires more training and involvement on the part of the staff, who give much to their clients.
Incredible dedication and energy and ability to stay positive and offer that enduring support and acknowledgement over time. There's no fast fix to getting our clients back to work, but remaining positive is a significant feature in helping the client get to that long-term goal.
As Marilyn Priest puts it,
I always felt like we think more about what would be a sustainable line of work for a person, a lifelong kind of direction, as opposed to just a job for now. They need this long-term support, and instead the people who have their eye on the bottom line just get them a job at McDonald's and move on, and that is not a solution, especially for somebody with a mental health disability. They need a much more customized approach.
Gastown Vocational Services assigns each client a job developer who works tirelessly to customize the agency's services to meet their clients' needs. The idea is to give them the skills necessary to overcome whatever problems might arise at work or school. The agency also employs former clients as peer support workers who can offer guidance based on personal experience.
There is a lot of support, individualized support for people where they really feel that their job developer and everyone here really has taken an interest in them as a person. They are encouraged to start developing more and more independence so that they have the courage, because they're often quite frightened at the beginning. to be able to start extending themselves. And also that the support is still here for them even once they are working, that they continue to check in and to have that kind of hand-holding, as it were, to help them problem solve if something comes up, an interpersonal issue or something, so that they can sustain employment.
Apparently, this approach is working. According to Gastown's 2012 year-end review, 40% of its clients were employed and 25% were in school. These numbers are especially impressive when you consider that the average unemployment rate among those with a mental health disability stands at 85%. Mariella Boulder says the partnerships Gastown has formed with local businesses willing to hire its clients on a temporary basis is a big reason for that success.
We've had employers that we've worked with over 20 years, and they're certainly an important part of the overall picture of getting someone back to work. So, you know, they also take pride in helping clients, and it also benefits their organization. So it's a kind of a win-win situation. They get some assistance from our clients, who are often very loyal and skilled people, and they, in turn, offer a supportive environment and help the client achieve their goals.
Even while experiencing increased demand for Gastown services, especially from those just entering the work world and those at or close to retirement age, Boulder and Priest wonder whether the BC government will continue to support such programming as it seeks to limit healthcare spending. Mariella Boulder.
It's tighter and tighter to get funding, and I think that's going to be our number one challenge. Where are the priorities, and where does vocational rehabilitation sit amongst the demand on our healthcare system for dollars?
Improving the healthiness of the workplace is a huge task, and responsibility for it cannot be left to public agencies alone. Everyone in the workplace, from executives to managers, employers, and coworkers, must take part in changing the culture of work.
I think prevention happens firstly in understanding of mental health conditions in the workplace, and managers being educated to be aware of when an employer or an employee is struggling, and supporting that person and not waiting till they're, quote, stable. Rehabilitation and recovery says you can start right away and look at what the client can do.
In a time when workers feel grateful just to have a job and businesses seek to avoid any unnecessary expense, it becomes commonplace to slot people into categories like winner or loser. In a fight for survival, there is no place for compassion or a helping hand. If someone struggles to find their place in this cutthroat world, it's taken as a sign that they don't belong, that they don't have what it takes. But the dedicated staff members at Gastown Vocational Services see it differently. They see how thinking in binary terms pushes so many of us to the margins and reduces us all.
The most important thing I've learned while I've been here is that people surprise you, that people are capable of so much more than one might think when you first meet them. And to give people the opportunity to demonstrate what they're capable of often is a pleasant surprise.